Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. And it looks like we're gearing up for a bit of a subdued start this morning.
That's right. Futures on the S&P 500 are trading about 9 points below fair value. It follows that nice rebound we saw yesterday, even after that Moody's downgrade of U.S. credit initially shook things up.
So a calmer tone today after a relatively light night for economic data and news flow?
Exactly. The market seems to be digesting yesterday's moves. Overseas, the People's Bank of China did lower its 1-year and 5-year loan prime rates by 10 basis points each, but that was largely expected.
Okay, no big surprise there. And Japan had a weak 20-year bond auction? What's the story there?
Yeah, that's underscoring some limited liquidity. You know, after years of tight control by the Bank of Japan, it's not entirely unexpected. But it did send yields on longer tenors to fresh multi-year highs there.
Interesting. And how are U.S. Treasuries looking this morning?
Just slightly higher. The 10-year yield is down about 2 basis points, sitting around 4.46%.
Got it. Let's turn to U.S. corporate news. Home Depot reported and the stock is up?
It is. HD is up about 2.1%. They actually missed on Q1 EPS expectations, but revenues were above consensus. And crucially, they reaffirmed their full-year 2026 guidance. So investors seem pleased with that outlook.
That makes sense. And Amer Sports, AS, that one's really jumping.
Oh, absolutely. Amer Sports is soaring over 10% pre-market. They beat Q1 expectations, issued inline guidance for Q2, and importantly, raised their outlook for fiscal year 2025. That's a strong showing.
Definitely a name to watch. Any other early corporate movers catching your eye? Maybe some analyst calls?
Well, Cigna, CI, reaffirmed its FY25 EPS guidance. That's providing some stability. On the analyst front, HP Enterprise, HPE, is up nearly 3% after Evercore ISI upgraded the stock to outperform. On the flip side, AES is down a bit after Jefferies downgraded it to underperform.
Okay, let's take a quick trip around the globe. How did Asia-Pacific markets close?
Mostly higher. Japan's Nikkei was up 0.1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng had a strong day, up 1.5%. And China's Shanghai Composite gained 0.4%. The PBOC rate cut we mentioned likely helped sentiment there.
Any specific data points from Asia?
Hong Kong's April unemployment rate did tick up a bit to 3.4% from 3.2%. Also, the Reserve Bank of Australia lowered its cash rate by 25 basis points to 3.85%, which was widely anticipated.
And how are things looking in Europe as their trading day progresses?
European indices are trading in the green. Germany's DAX is up about 0.6%, same for the UK's FTSE, and France's CAC is up 0.5%. Germany's April PPI came in softer than expected, down 0.6% month over month, which might fuel some ECB easing hopes.
Although, I saw Bank of England's chief economist Pills said cutting rates by 25 basis points per quarter is too rapid given the stubborn inflation outlook there.
That's the push and pull, isn't it? Central bankers trying to navigate this tricky inflation environment. Also, a quick note, British Prime Minister Starmer was out touting a freshly signed trade deal with the EU.
All right, let's bring it back to the US. How are those equity futures looking right now?
Still pointing to that softer open. S&P 500 futures are down about 11 points, currently around 5,972. Dow futures are pretty much unchanged, and NASDAQ futures are off by about 53 points.
And a quick commodities check? Crude oil, natural gas, gold?
Crude oil is down slightly, about 30 cents, trading near $62.39 a barrel. Natural gas is up a bit, almost 7 cents to $3.18. Gold is showing some strength, up over $9 to $3,242 an ounce. And silver is also up.
Good to know. We've had a flood of earnings reports, beyond Home Depot and Amer Sports. Any other notable ones from this morning or late yesterday?
Yes, quite a few. Bilibili, B-I-L-I, beat on both EPS and revenue. Agilysys, A-G-Y-S, also had a strong beat, but their fiscal 26 revenue guidance was a tad below consensus. An interesting one is VipShop, V-I-P-S. They beat and guided Q2 revs in line, but the stock is gapping down over 8%.
Huh. VIPS gapping down despite a beat and inline guide. That's one to dig into. What about Trip.com?
Trip.com, TCOM, also beat on EPS with inline revenue, but it's also seeing some pre-market weakness, down about 3.6%. So some mixed reactions even to good numbers.
It certainly seems that way. Any other major company-specific news items making waves?
A few interesting ones. Alphabet's Waymo got approval to operate its fully autonomous commercial ride-hailing service in more parts of California, including San Jose. That's a big step for them. And speaking of big numbers, Tesla's CFO, Vaibhav Taneja, is set to receive a $139 million pay package.
Wow, that's quite a package. Any other tech or auto news?
Honda plans to scale back EV investments and focus more on hybrids. That's a notable strategy shift. Nike is reportedly eliminating some jobs in its technology unit. And there are whispers Intel is mulling the sale of its networking and edge unit.
Lots of strategic moves happening. Shifting gears a bit, what's the broader market sentiment analysis telling you for this Pi and QQQ, especially after yesterday's rally?
You know, despite this slightly lower open we're anticipating, the underlying sentiment, particularly looking at intraday charts for SPY and QQQ over the past month, is actually cautiously bullish. We've seen consistent upward price movement, and importantly, volume has been increasing on those price rises.
So buying interest is there?
It appears so. Both SPY and QQQ have been closing nearer to the day's highs more frequently, which suggests buying pressure towards the end of sessions. Plus, the VXX, the volatility index, is in a downtrend. That usually signals decreased market volatility and increased investor confidence, aligning with a risk-on sentiment.
That's a positive sign. Which sectors are leading this charge?
Technology. No surprise there. With XLK showing stable upward momentum, underpinned by significant volume. Communication services, XLC, and consumer discretionary, XLY, are also seeing rotational interest as investors pivot towards growth areas. On the flip side, utilities and real estate have lagged a bit, reflecting that shift away from defensive holdings.
So for traders keeping an eye on the main indices, what are the key levels for SPY and QQQ today?
For SPY, support is around the $590 mark. That level was tested recently, but held firm. Resistance is looking clear around $595.50. A break above that could signal a more extended bullish run. For QQQ, key support is seen at $515, with resistance up at $523. A breakout above that could definitely attract more buyers.
Okay, good levels to watch. Now, there was some analysis suggesting an overall bullish stance for today, even with the market digesting news. What's your take for traders as they head into the session?
Yeah, the general indicators are leaning bullish. The T2108 indicator is bullish, and the primary indicator is bullish as well. Stocks really did well to overcome that initial shock from the Moody's downgrade yesterday, rallying for a sixth straight session. There was clear buy-the-dip demand.
And which sectors should traders be focusing on?
The advice for swing traders is to focus on technology and healthcare, as they're showing relative strength. Look for continuation setups in large-cap tech names, especially those with rising volume. Healthcare and consumer staples actually led sector gains yesterday, while energy lagged.
And the watch list from that analysis mentioned Tesla for continuation and Nvidia for anticipation.
Exactly. TSLA for continuation, given its recent momentum, and NVDA is one to keep on the radar for a potential anticipatory move. But as always, manage risk, especially near those key support levels we talked about. The market is digesting a lot. Geopolitical news, credit rating news.
So the overall theme is a cautious bullish bias?
Precisely. The analysis pointed to mixed sector breadth and a neutral 20% weekly indicator, which means you can't just dive in blindly. But the underlying primary trend does appear to be positive for now.
Got it. What about U.S. economic data on tap for today? Anything major?
It's a relatively light day on that front. We'll get the MBA Mortgage Applications Index at 7 a.m. Eastern, and then later, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, the EIA Crude Oil Inventories Report. Nothing too market-shattering expected from those, but always good to keep an eye on them.
And we have another batch of earnings reports coming after the close today.
Yes, we do. Traders will be watching for results from companies like Palo Alto Networks, PANW, Keysight Technologies, Keys, and Toll Brothers, TOL, among others, this afternoon.
Before we wrap up, any other news from Washington we should be aware of? I saw some headlines about potential movements on legislation.
Yes, a couple of things. President Trump is reportedly meeting with conservative House Republicans today regarding Medicaid cuts in the reconciliation bill, and House Republican leadership is still working on an agreement for the state and local tax, or SALT, deduction. Also, the Senate voted 66-32 to advance stablecoin legislation to a full Senate vote, so that's moving forward.
Okay, so to quickly recap, we're looking at a modestly lower open. S&P futures down about 9 points. Overnight, China cut rates as expected. Corporate news is active, with Home Depot up on guidance and Amer Sports soaring on its results. Sentiment, though, seems cautiously optimistic with tech leading. Key levels for SPY are $590 support and $595.50 resistance.
That's a great summary. And don't forget the VXX trending down, signaling that increased investor confidence. It's a fascinating setup, with that underlying bullish technical picture rubbing against a slightly weaker open and ongoing headline risks.
Indeed. It's never a dull moment on Wall Street. Any final quick thought for our listeners before the opening bell?
Stay nimble today. The market has shown resilience, bouncing back from that Moody's news, but headlines can still whip things around pretty quickly. Focus on quality names, especially in those stronger sectors like tech and healthcare, and definitely watch those key support and resistance levels.
Excellent advice as always. Thanks so much for breaking it all down for us this morning.
My pleasure. Good luck out there today.
And that's your Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with everything you need to know before the market opens. Have a profitable trading day.